without a doubt be the Trafalgar area. That would be our prime first spot to go and look at. Lovely for walking, as far as safety goes, crowd control goes, is absolutely lovely. It really is.
If you're coming down and you're going to be staying on the South Coast, that's exactly how you want to fish over there.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey guys, welcome to another expert series, and today we are sitting with Ray Thompson and we are going to be talking about the hotspots for this holiday. We're coming towards the end of the year. We got guys that are coming down our coastline and we got guys that are on leave. They're just coming out with their families. They're going to have a relaxing time, nothing heavy. So we want to talk about those safe spots to go and fish, those hotspots, the area where even the kids could have some fun, or even an area where you're not going to go and break the bank with some tackle. You're just going to go out and get something really cool to have some fun with.
100%.
You know, create some holiday memories. So, Ray, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. Okay, the first place that I would
I'm going to choose the area and you're going to tell me what the guys can expect.
No problem, okay.
So, if someone's staying anywhere between the areas of the Wild Coast, moving down to Caribbean Estate, moving down to Trafalgar, Munster, that vicinity, right? There's a lot of chalets around there. Let's start off with what tackle they should carry going down there.
Obviously, a lot of light tackle. There's a lot of small fish around at that time of the year. Your blacktails, your stone bream. Bearing in mind it is summertime, you get cricket sharks in the dark. There will be things like rock cod later on in the evening. And you might get the odd cob around, which is quite nice.
Yes.
Areas that I think would work very well would, without a doubt, be the Trafalgar area. That would be our prime first spot to go and look at. That Trafalgar area, lovely for the family, lovely for walking, very safe. That would be my first one. If you're looking for bigger fish, and I'm talking more sharks and skates, that Port Edward Splash Rock area would be an option.
And is that going to be safe enough for the guys to go and fish in December?
For dad to go and fish, definitely. For kids, and I'm talking youngsters, those 6-7 year old, no. That, unfortunately, you'd have to take them to the beach, to the ski boat club.
Well, there's that good area down there called Lucky Dip the guys talk about.
Yes.
That second parking lot from Splash.
That is correct.
That should be a decent area for the kids to fish. All right.
100%.
Now, if you're fishing that area, what are we going to catch?
Blacktail, stone bream, all your rockfish. You should get around there at that time of the year. Barring fish like bronze bream, obviously the water gets very warm in December, in summertime, so you wouldn't target bronze bream, but the trace would be pretty much the same.
Right.
For catching the blacktails, the stonies, rock cod, all those kind of things.
And now what sort of bait should these guys carry?
Prawn. Prawn and, of course, sardine. You can't go wrong with those two.
Okay, so we don't need to get fancy with red eyes and chukka and all that.
Not at all. Not at all.
All right, cool. All right, so that's looking good. Now, moving further down, say towards the Ramsgate, Margate area.
Okay.
Give me a couple hot spots around there. Now, we know
Margate. You basically already mentioned the hot spot. Shirley Avenue, Margate Pier, without a doubt. You've got the whole beach and that there at the bottom for the kids. A lovely little estuaries that they are around there for fishing. No, that's definitely, without a doubt, the hot spot on the South Coast. Lovely area, bud.
Okay.
Again, it's the same fish you're going to catch there as you would at Trafalgar.
So now all those rocks around Ramsgate, Orange Rocks, those kind of places, are we fishing more or less the same type
type of tackle? Light tackle, fishing for those little edible fish.
Yeah.
2 to 3 ounce sinker, mac, small baits. That's what you're fishing for.
Now, where would be the other areas around it? What about Shelly Beach?
Shelly Beach, again, it's the same kind of things. So you're not going to get in-eds in that area. You're going to get all edible fish. Yeah, you're going to get the odd brown skate that might pitch up there, the odd gray shark that might pitch up there as far as in-eds go.
Yeah.
But that whole area is designed for edible fishing.
Now, would you be catching like shad around that Shelly?
Not at that time of the year. Not at that time of the year.
Yuvongo Pier?
Not at that time of the year.
All right, but if we were fishing Yuvongo Pier, what would we catch?
Again, it's blacktail, and more blacktail. You might get the odd stumpy down there.
Yeah.
The odd yellow-bellied rockhard, the odd catface that might be around. But in summertime, it's skates, it's sharks that you're trying to die more than anything else.
How about giving us some safety tips for fishing those areas? You're taking the kids on the rocks. It's summer. It's a bit busy.
Check your weather, bud. That's all you can do, really, is check your weather. Make sure you swim around where there are lifeguards and demarcated areas for swimming. There's a lot of tidal pools in and around that area as well.
Yes.
That's where you want to take your kids. Make sure there's not a big groundswell. In other words, a big surge in the water. The easiest way to have a look and identify a surge is when you're standing with your toes in the water.
Yes.
And the water goes back. It doesn't go back too far.
Well.
In other words, it doesn't go more than 2 to 3 meters away from you and then comes back at you.
Ooh.
Also, look at what the formation is. If there's a big trough in front of you, when I say trough, sand that drops down, that could basically be an area where there's a rip current going out. If it's a long, flat beach, you should be pretty safe.
Now, that's the lower south coast, right? Moving down to Shepston. That's what I was
doing. Shepston, yeah. A lovely area in summertime. You do get the odd big fish coming in there. Obviously, more beach area, easier to land those bigger fish, easier to fish for as well, compared to a rocky area where there's a lot of rocks and very difficult to land a honeycomb or a sandy or something along those lines. Shepston, definitely a good spot. Heberdeen, without a doubt.
But one, before we jump down there, in Shepston, that river area, would someone fish there?
Definitely. You get a lot of edible fish, and I'm talking grunter, little kingies and that time of the year.
Yeah.
It's a lovely river to fish. And again,
Once again, are we carrying the similar type of baits throughout this entire stretch?
Artificial lures definitely work better for those little kingies, a little sea pike that you get there.
Okay.
Sand gurnards and stuff like that, little paddle tails, jerk minnows.
Yeah.
Obviously, safety is a big problem on that river. So you can't just go walk through the bush and go and fish in that. You need to be a lot safer.
Mm.
You need to go in a big group of people.
Now, if the guys are staying in this lower south coast area, I would suggest we fish during the day, morning, daytime.
Definitely early morning.
Do not want to be out there in the evening.
No, definitely not. But early morning, without a doubt, is the best time to fish.
All right, cool. Now, let's jump into that Heberdeen area.
Stabell Rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Top of the range. The best place I can think of on that entire south coast, lower south coast. It's a lovely area. Your vehicle is reasonably safe there. Again, fishing purposes, one of the better places to catch sand sharks, honeycones, blackfins, gray sharks, thorntails, stuff like that. So that is one of the prime spots on that far south coast.
All right. And so now that's obviously for the dad, right?
Yeah. Now,
would the dad take his kids and his family down there?
Without a doubt.
What would they catch?
You get a lot of kingfish down there. Like I said before, you get a lot of sea pike, stone bream, blacktail again, stumpies. It's a lovely place for catching rock cod. That whole beach area is absolutely awesome.
What about moving down to Pennington and Scottburra? Another prime destination 100%. Spot.
Donny Point, one of the best points. That, as far as I think, is a northeasterly spot. It's lovely in summertime, especially for the sandies, the diamonds, the honeycombs. They do come there. There are a lot of places where you can take your kids to fish for blacktail, stumpies, stuff like that, stone bream. There's lots of little bays in that area. Lovely little place.
How's the grounds to fish? Is it easy to fish out there?
Easy. Downey's a little bit harder. Baisley is another prime area that you can look at.
Yes, I hear a lot of guys coming down and they want to go to Baisley.
100%.
I think they've got some campsites or something.
Yes, we've got Baisley Caravan Park and that. But it's very safe, a very secure area, lovely beaches. No, lovely. One of my favorite places to go.
That sounds lovely, but what am I going to catch?
Again, the same thing.
Same thing.
Same things.
All right.
You get the eagle rays down there. You get, most of your skates, your sandies, stuff like that. If the northeasterly blows, definitely.
All right. Now, rounding it off on the south coast, if we were to come down towards anywhere from where Manzum taught you to Scottburra.
You can't beat the Manzum, Texas, that time of the year. For flatfish.
Yeah.
For beach fishing. Lovely time for the kids, lovely areas to swim. And
which areas in Torty would I go and fish?
And Yoni Rocks, lovely, very safe. You've got lovely lifeguards there.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent fishing areas. And I promise you, those beaches, as far as safety goes, crowd control goes, is absolutely lovely. It really is. Warner Beach, another very good spot.
Okay.
As far as catching big fish go, you can't beat Ilova.
But, of course, summertime.
Caradine,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That place fires with the honeycombs, the sandies.
Mm.
You're also away from a lot of people, so security becomes a little bit of an issue. But they have got, especially on the lower part of Ilova, they have got guards, or I don't know what you'd actually call them. They're actually guys that sit in the sand dunes and are in contact the whole time with the lifeguards. basically reporting back what's happening, what the currents are doing, who's on the beach. Security-wise, it's very good, yes. So if you do get into trouble, there is assistance available, which is nice.
All right, so now let me get this straight, right? Down the south coast, we can fish for heavy.
Yes.
We can fish light. We can take the kids. Majority of the areas are safe, but we got to stay away from it at night.
Yes, definitely stay away from areas like that, unless you're in a big group.
Yeah.
Stay away from it. So yeah, from 5-6 o'clock in the evening, go home. Go and have a bra. Unfortunately, all those undesirables that December time that come out of the woodwork, and you don't want any problem.
All right, fantastic. Okay, so that's our Saukers. Is there anything else you can think of that we should tell the guys about if they're coming down and staying down the south coast? And
make sure you've got lots of suntan lotion, a lot of water, rehydrate the whole time. I promise you, the summer heat in Tauti, that lower south coast, is unbearable. Sunglasses for eye protection and a big hat.
A big hat. All right, guys. So that's our report. That's our suggestions for fishing the south coast. If you're coming down and you're going to be staying down the south coast, that's exactly how you want to fish over there. Now, in our next episode, we're going to be talking about Durban and surrounding areas. That's going to cover that entire bluff stretch. It's going to cover Durban, the harbour, going offshore, as well as moving up to Umhlanga, Umhlotli. Right. And then we're going to round off this year's series with the North Coast. So stay tuned, listen in, and let us know in comments where you plan on coming and staying in KZN over this holidays. Until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.